Section number two, change the slide, is planet Earth. One of the big trends last year continues to be this year. Weird weather. Those of us who live in farming communities or rural areas are very conscious of the weather. The weather is sufficiently weird that now tremendous consciousness everywhere of the weather. As we go through the changes of the weather, it's scary for a lot of people. This year we had a drought. Let me just read you some of what the Wikipedia says about the 2012-2013 North American drought. Is an expansion of the 2010-2012 Southern United States drought, which began in the spring of 2012, includes most of the U.S. parts of Mexico and Central and East Canada. It currently covers 80% of the contiguous U.S. The drought has inflicted and is expected to continue to inflict catastrophic economic ramifications for the affected state. The drought has exceeded, in most measures, the 88-89 North America drought. It's on track to exceed that drought as the costliest natural disaster in U.S. history. The harvest produces massive new wealth every year globally. It's a huge gift. Sometimes when people say, oh, there's no way we can deal or pay off the debt, I think they underestimate the extent to which the earth just burps forth incredible new wealth every year. When that gift diminishes, there can be tremendous pain in the economy. One of the two movies that we chose for Movie of the Year on the Solari Report for 2012 was Michael Murphy's Why in the World Are They Spraying? And I strongly recommend, if you haven't seen it, it's available for free on the internet. And Murphy explores how much the extent to which the weather patterns are related to what's going on with the global spraying program and HARP. Well worth asking, but in the end of the day, there's no way to know how much of the weather patterns relate to the Earth's rotation through the galaxy or sunspots and space weather, which I suspect is a great deal, and how much relates to human activity, whether it's just 7 billion people and counting, or invisible weaponry and technology. It's impossible to say, but I assume it's a combination. I always get frustrated with the different official stories about climate change, because I think it's woefully missing an integration of all these phenomena, including chemtrails and HARP. And if you don't know much about those topics, I strongly encourage you to listen to the Solari reports we've done on them. They're excellent. And so without those phenomena integrated into the conversation, none of it makes much sense to me. The big lie that you're going to hear this year, especially because the Democrats have won, is that we need to increase government power to respond to climate change. We started to hear that drumbeat again after Hurricane Sandy, after the drought, one of the big disasters in North America this year. Hurricane Sandy was quite an experience for those subscribers who lived in New York, because you saw very much the extent to which modern civilization can get shut down and government can be unhelpful in what happens. But as soon as Hurricane Sandy was over, we had both Mayor Bloomberg, a Republican, and the president talking about the need to do things for climate change. So beware that in 2013. If anything, my expectation is that we're going to continue to see more stressful weather patterns in 2013 and 2014. So it's a period we need to move through. And what each one of us can do is think about what is likely to happen in our location and be prepared for a hurricane, a drought, a tornado. You know, think about disaster recovery. So be prepared for weird weather, and more focus on the importance of the planet and the human race coming into alignment with the natural conditions of the planet.